Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be another incredibly important radio broadcast today. It is the ninth day of August 2013. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Now, coming up in studio, we're going to have former Dallas Cowboy and most valuable player, Drew Pearson, in studio. And, of course, I grew up watching the Dallas Cowboys, and I like football. I just see it as a political distraction and a new religion. But at the same time, it's important to talk to people from those environs of society because we can get their perspective on the world and also glean some of the secrets of success from them and get his take on things that are happening currently in the world. He is a renowned public speaker all over the planet and, of course, has a show on ESPN and Fox Sports, both. So he's going to be joining us in studio. In fact, Richard's over at the airport picking him up right now. Flew down to Austin from Big D to be on the broadcast. The news we have is just ultra-massive important. Obviously, the big news is that we're going to have Charles Strange, father of one of the Navy SEALs that died in the mysterious crash from SEAL Team 6 months after the staged Bin Laden raid. We're going to have him on with his lawyer, Larry Klayman, who's no stranger to this radio broadcast. So Drew Pearson of NFL fame, and then, of course, Charles Strange, father of one of the Navy SEALs, who's saying that they believe there was foul play going on. Of course, you were first to hear that here, right after it happened, from my Navy SEAL source, who's in another SEAL team currently serving, and that basically all of them believed it was a setup. And they're like, well, who got the bomb on the helicopter? Maybe Al-Qaeda. And they're like, no, we were all sardined on there. It wasn't a real mission. It looks like Obama. Looks like the Pentagon that did this to us. Why? And then they tried to cover up what really happened. And I told you, ladies and gentlemen, I don't just get up here and say, hey, I got told by an active duty Navy SEAL who's friends with a SEAL Team 6 person that they think it was a setup. And I don't just get up here on air and just say things. Some of the other talk show hosts do that. I don't do that. It's hard enough even when you've got good sources to get stuff right, much less make stuff up. Speaking of that, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I was sent by a military source and then confirmed it through a state police source, this document up on Infowars.com that KXAN News has now confirmed this morning. They said terror attacks in Austin, Texas, and then they named several other cities, Pasadena, California, and that the terror attack could come any time after the end of Ramadan that ended yesterday. And that's why they announced in the news, and in fact, you guys print me this from yesterday so I can show viewers. I forgot to pull it from yesterday. Oh, you heard there's going to be, you know, troops and feds and checkpoints and in Austin, but it's all just a drill. Well, turns out it's for this specific terror threat. And then when they got caught doing it, when we put this out last night at about 11 p.m., and I shot a video at 1 a.m. On this, they've now come out and said, oh, that was a mistake. We shouldn't have released that. I'm going to explain what's behind that. And also, we're going to get into, they say the House Republicans are going to vote to gut the border entirely and take us fully into the North American Union. And I saw Elysium last night. It is literally the most anti-white racist BS I've ever seen. It was unbelievable. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I am your host, Alex Jones. It is Friday, the ninth day of August 2013. We have an incredibly important broadcast lined up for you today. I normally do the Sunday show live, 4 to 6 p.m. as well. I will not be here live this Sunday, though I do intend to call into the show. I'm going to get David Knight to do it live, if he can do it. If not, there's so much important news, I'll end up taping something tomorrow. My great uncle, the Army officer fella that I've talked about on air, died yesterday. So I'm going to go to that funeral. I wish I would have gone and talked to him on his deathbed. They weren't sure when he was going to die, but he's been real sick, having trouble breathing. That's what cigarettes will do to you. And my dad has spent a lot of time with him, but I hadn't. I should have gotten down there last week, but he didn't want family to come bug him, so I kind of followed those wishes. But that's a side issue. It's just life is certainly very, very short. So I'm going to go to his military funeral on Sunday, and then I'll be back Sunday night and back live Monday, Lord willing. Out, brief candle. We never know how long we'll be here. Wow, today is an absolute, total, just overload of information, and I've got to do my best to try to cover it all. We aired this on the nightly news last night. Ja'Kari Jackson heard the police announcing they had a search warrant. One of our reporters heard banging, flashbangs going off. About 15, 20 minutes after, when they had people in handcuffs, he opens his door up of his apartment. They scream at him like he's the lowest scum on earth, I mean, beyond an enemy. Come over, tell him, get back in his apartment. He is in his apartment. Slam the door on him with hatred. And it just shows how the mindset of the police has changed in this country to something beyond what I've witnessed in third world nations even. I mean, they treat us worse than I've seen troops treating Iraqis on videos. And one time I saw state police on a side road a few years ago. I talked about this, and my iPhone was dead. You know, I hadn't charged it, so it was plugged in, but it hadn't booted up yet. And I'm driving by and see like 10 state police with a little tent set up, you know, a little structure. Not really a tent, you know, it's where they, a canopy. And they're standing around, and it's just a side street. So I pull over, knowing how uppity and weird the police are getting. I pulled down about 50 yards to another side street, turned off, parked, was dressed nice, walked over and said, "Hi, how's it going?" As they all turned and looked at me, I was like, "Oh, how's it going?" I'm walking up and wasn't wearing a trench coat. No excuse to act like I was some threat to them. And I know I'm an insurgent. All citizens, police are taught, are basically insurgents now, enemies. And there's terrorists under every rock. And I said, "Hey, what's going on?" And the head DPS goes, "You get in your car and you get out of here." And I went, "Oh, what, I'm a citizen? I can't talk to you?" And he said, "I told you, get in there and get out of here." That's right. And he starts putting his hand on his gun. And I went, "Wow, this is really a screwed up country." And some of the other state police were looking at him like he was crazy. But it doesn't matter. The worst of the bunch always end up running things. He was in charge. I just went, "You know, I had a feeling you'd act like that." He said, "I said." And I think he had a Napoleonic complex. It looked like he was about 5'1". Nothing against short people. I mean, I'm only 5'10". But the whole point is that I just see this everywhere. I sent a reporter, a film crew, up to D.C. to get more shots of landmarks. And they'd be 500 yards in the grass filming the White House or filming the Washington Monument. This is yesterday. And the police would come over and say, "You're not allowed to film. You're not allowed to have a tripod." And they're like, "Well, can you tell me the law, please?" "Sir, listen, I'm going to take you to jail. That's the law." And folks, they do it. Somebody ought to make a documentary to little kids taking pictures. If they want you to know, "Buddy, you're occupied. This is Fallujah." Now, of course, they couldn't stay in Fallujah. They got their butt ran out of there. They couldn't stay in Afghanistan. They got their butt ran out of there. But they're all going to be here kicking us and stomping us forever. And it doesn't matter if 90% of the police are changing people's tires and dealing with real bank robberies or robberies or problems. It doesn't matter because it's the worst ones that they put to mind the general public and boss us around. And I personally am not putting up with it anymore. I saw all these footage of people all over the country trying to just hold up signs saying impeach Obama. And you see the footage, the cops walk up to them. This is the last few days. We played some of it yesterday if you're a TV viewer. And they would just shove down. People start talking to him going, "Hey, I even checked the local law. I'm allowed to do this." "I said, get out of here." Boom. And the person's head hits the concrete. And then the cops also, I mean, you're assaulting us. You're criminals. I don't care if you got corrupt judges and a corrupt system and a corrupt media backing you up. And I'm telling you, folks, from the top, they're promoting and protecting bad police everywhere. Austin has had a model police department. I know my grandparents are from here. My mom's from here. I've lived here since high school, visited it during the summers. Compared to other cities, and statistically, it's been a model department. As the city's gotten bigger and as they do all the modern training, they're killing innocent people every couple weeks now. Because they're so scared that they're going to get killed or shot at. Somebody gets out and has a cell phone in their hand. Boom, you're dead. Look like a gun. Justifiable homicide. Or some guy runs from the cops, so they shoot him in the neck. And they're like, justifiable. I mean, it's scary, folks. And the state police are all over the place now. They're pulling you over. They're taking blood. They'll bend your wife over the cars. They're ramming their hands into their bodies. I mean, it is just a total and complete bizarro nightmare, and it really freaks me out. Okay. Now, that said, that Jakari video and audio is coming up. If you're a radio listener, it's posted up at InfoWars.com, or you can go to InfoWars.com/show. During the daytime show, we put out a free video feed. I don't know how long I can. It's costing us a lot of money. Hundreds of thousands are watching in a day now. And we haven't even got video ads up on it yet to pay for it. But the point is, we do have free video streams up at InfoWars.com /show and the free podcasts and audio feeds. But this stuff really freaks me out, because I want to say, oh, here's a police officer buying a homeless person's shoes, or here's a police officer helping, you know, people get out of the river that are drowning, or here's a hero firefighter, or, you know, here's a good, you know, good job. We want to do that and model good behavior. But from the top of the globalists that run this country, they want them a paramilitary force that sees us as the enemy, and that's the bottom line training. And the mayors and everybody call us civilians. When they say it, they get all sycophantic and smack their lips like they're the new royalty. You're all civilians too. And the military is not supposed to be operating domestically if it's real military, and their servants as well. And by the way, it's honorable to be a real servant of the Republic and the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I would not want to be called an official or an authority. People call and telling me how great I am. And it's like dumping coals on me, folks, because I'm not a narcissist. I'm into ideas and a mission of freedom, not to sit up here like some type of peacock putting my feathers out in front of you. Okay? I've transcended that by the time I was about 12 years old. And we are going into classical tyranny, and it hurts really bad to see this happening to our poor country. We have the father of one of the Navy SEALs who was killed in SEAL Team 6 joining us, who's obviously coming out saying the evidence is foul play and a cover-up. And most of the families are now coming out saying that, that had people that died, by the way. So they're going to be joining us coming up for about 45 minutes the next hour with his lawyer, Larry Klayman. And then we're going to have Drew Pearson in studio, motivational speaker and patriot, and have a chance to talk to that famous football player, Dallas Cowboy. You know, I grew up watching Drew Pearson. I was probably about a year and a half old. I guarantee you they were watching the Dallas Cowboys game. Some of my earliest memories are that. I don't remember that when I was a year and a half old, when he did one of the most famous Hail Marys ever. But that's not really why he's going to be joining us today. You'll find out why when he's here in the third hour today. He's flying down from Dallas. If his plane's not delayed, he should be here in the next hour. Now, all of that said, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back from break, I'm going to really focus and try to get to our top story, or top stories that all tie together. This right here, up on InfoWars.com. For official use only, law enforcement sensitive, the PDF is up on InfoWars.com, and the story by Kurt Nemo that's red link, so anybody can go to the site and click on it and read the document themselves. And it goes on to say the Department of Homeland Security has raised the possibility of random terrorist attacks taking place in Austin, Texas, on or about the 8th or 9th of August, according to a reporting. Anonymous reporting. I mean, yeah, the feds calling that in. A group of trained terrorists are planning to conduct attacks in Austin, Texas, and Pasadena, California, at the conclusion of the Ramadan period. That's in the next few days. The Ramadan period lasts from about July 9th to August 8th. The Austin group plans backpack-style bombs on 6th Street or 8th or 9th. They even had part of the street shut down yesterday. Additionally, the group plans to attack a school with theological seminary in the downtown Austin area and complete the attack with operations at the Austin-Bergstrom International Airport. And it just goes on from there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've seen these before from one of my military sources. I'm just going to leave that at that point. From Camp Mabry, Camp Swift, I've seen these documents. And this is fake. I mean, the government put it out, But it is fake. As we said last night, this is pure brainwashing of the police to get them caught up in the corruption and the lie. Because they told everybody, oh, this is just a drill. But they told the cops, don't tell the public it's not a drill. I'm going to explain what's really going on. This is a massive psychological warfare operation.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with a radio transmission. Weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the InfoWars.com news studios. Now, my friends, I've studied globalist operations, I've studied military operations, I've studied the Pentagon's secret activities now for 16-plus years. I wasn't aware of this stuff for a year or two when I first got on air, but I fell into it because they would have military drills, paying off police chiefs, shipping drugs in, killing people, and I would talk to police chiefs, emergency managers, military people. I would get video of it, and then people would say, oh, it's not real. They would have national TV shows saying, Alex Jones made up black helicopters, you know, tonight on Hard Copy. Actually, on one of those shows, they were pretty fair. Was it Hard Copy or Extra? Still, they made it into a whole tabloid deal. So you have to understand, most people go through the military, they're compartmentalized. I know more about this than the military and police do because they live in the most propagandized, brainwashed world. They don't. CIA people, Pentagon people, even colonels and folks do not know what's really going on. They live in an ocean of bull, of Bravo Sierra. I have reverse engineered it. I have studied the congressional hearings where this stuff's come out, and I've had the whistleblowers by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds on. Just like I'm going to have one of the fathers of one of the dead SEAL Team 6 people coming on. Another whistleblower. That's what I do. So I want you to know, this is not my opinion if you're in the police or the military, because I'm talking to you more than I'm talking to the public. The public, on average, unfortunately, will have no idea what I'm even talking about. You will, because you live in this stuff. So if you want the straight dope, here's what's going on. And I'm sure most of you already probably know this, okay? I have seen these many, many times, and I've been sent them by my sources, and I know one of the sources that sent this to me, I got it from a separate source as well. Through another source. For official use only, law enforcement sensitive, Texas Military Forces J3 Protection Branch Force Protection Alert. By the way, these guys are in plain clothes, generic police uniforms. They're involved in all forms of law enforcement. Warrant service, you name it. It's, and I got those documents at a highway checkpoint. In 1998, on Thanksgiving Day, Mike Hansen did, technically, my cameraman. But this one is from 2 days ago. And there's the phone number. LTC Rob Eason, AT officer. There's the phone number. Threat analyst with the police department and the Army. For official use only, law enforcement. Now, I put this out last night. I was having dinner with friends before I went and saw Elysium at the 10:15 showing. You know, it opens like a day early. As long as the film ends after midnight, they can play it. So we're eating dinner at a Mexican food restaurant at about 9 o'clock. And my source sends me info. I call another source. And then also confirms there are separate, it's actually three, but one of them not known to me. I check with somebody else, and he said, yeah, we had that come through. The point is that triple confirmed. Now it's confirmed in the news. It came out in the news today in the morning. We put this out, and of course, the trolls are like, it's not real. It's not, you know. No. Yesterday, they announced, oh my gosh, there's going to be drills all over the city. Don't worry if you see the FBI, the Army, checkpoints. It's just a drill. Meanwhile, lying to the public, the enemy. Meanwhile, they told the Austin police and others that we specifically think they're going to attack 6th Street, 7th Street, 8th Street, and then even named a church they thought that was going to be blown up. And then they were going to attack the Austin Bergstrom Airport that I guess Drew Pearson's flying into, right? That's going to see us. So absolutely ridiculous. Let me explain what this is. They send these out constantly. If Obama got caught with a dead hooker, there would be terror alerts all over the country and probably real bombs would go off as a diversion. It came out that Clinton, that got declassified to Congress, launched attacks, remember, on Sudan, on an aspirin factory, when it came out he did have sex with Monica Lewinsky. Governor Ridge wrote a book 2 years ago admitting they put out fake terror alerts to divert the public when stuff came out under Bush. That's what this is. But there's more to it, and I'll explain that. You got all the NSA news, all the Obama corruption news, all the Navy SEAL death news. That's what this is. But they may stage a false flag. That could be in the mix.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. By the way, I'm going to get into, they're set to try to gut the country completely and bring in total globalism and bankrupt everything with the immigration reform bill that is thousands of nightmare pages connected into NAFTA and GATT. You think that was good? We'll get ready for every major city to go Detroit. Detroit Rock City. We're going to be looking at that and tying it into Elysium. You know, I tried to give the film the benefit of the doubt beforehand. Was a big fan of District 9, even though it had its own political messages. This film was incredibly well done. This director is a master, and he is a total globalist pawn. This was a piece of anti-white, race war, anti-American, anti-free market, anti-capitalist propaganda. And again, I mean, the way it sells it, you want to be a communist. It's not that I side with the bad guys in the movie. It is a projected fraud. And the fact that Matt Damon and the director would come out and say there's nothing political about this, insulting everyone. But then Kurt Nemo found earlier statements where, of course, they admitted it was a open borders, immigration reform propaganda. They admitted that weeks ago. So Drudge had it up there where they were denying it. Kurt found where they had already said it, and then Drudge posted that under there yesterday at DrudgeReport.com showing how they were lying. I'll get to that. But, folks, you know I'm all about unity and stuff, but the so-called left is not going to allow that, okay? And they are the racists. It's beyond that. They're the technocrats. But this was unbelievable. The only good white guy in the movie is Matt Damon. Every other white person is an inhuman devil that has to be killed. Afrikaners, Dutch whites are just demons. Imagine you made a movie where all the bad guys are black people. I mean, that basically is what this is. Unbelievable. So I'm going to give you a breakdown of Elysium and the propaganda there as well. Now let's continue here. So they start announcing yesterday morning, you're going to see some Army, FBI, you're going to see police, you're going to see some checkpoints. They had some roads shut down, traffic backed up in the morning yesterday. That was in KXAN News, and we had it up on Infowars.com yesterday, that there were drills in Austin, which are just to condition everybody. Then I get this document last night, make some phone calls, and they're like, yeah, no, we got that and more. And, of course, I was told it's the normal absolute bull. Just pure federal fear-mongering to divert and sell the idea of the NSA spying on everyone. I mean, that is what both my Army and state police source immediately concurred and said, oh, yeah, no one is buying it. This is absolute bull. Now, that's people that are in the know who get fed this stuff every day. Not all of it gets fed down to the junior police or even standard police. This did. Now, they're buying it, of course, because they only get fed this stuff a few times a year, not every 10 minutes. This is going out all over the country, by the way. They tell every city, every big city, you're the main target, and they'll have some sister city, and you're the only one to ever have these drills, and you're the only one to ever have this threat. It's like this specialness, and you're really a secret federal agent now. You'll even get some extra money. We need you to spy on the other police force, by the way. You're now part of the club. By the way, here's some cash. Just don't tell anybody we gave you this. It's all to compromise you. If you're a police chief, it could be $200,000 a year. You're a captain, it can be $50,000 a year. You're a sergeant, plays ball? Well, we're going to give you some free hookers. I mean, this is how you corrupt people. Ancient Rome were experts at doing this. You can watch the series Rome, where they use people to corrupt folks. That's actually true stories. It's actually historical. The point is that what is behind all of this? You have these J3 protection branch, that's just the local one, operating in every county in the country. This is just one in Texas. We got these documents because the FBI showed up at a checkpoint that we were filming and said, here's the press release. And then the guy drove off, and we never knew if it was on purpose or an accident. He gave us classified. These are on Infowars.com from 1998. They're in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover, or is it Police State 1? I forget. You know, showing the checkpoint, showing the FBI getting out, going, now get out of here. And it's like classified and says, you know, we do law enforcement raids, warrant service, bomb disposal, checkpoints, helicopter surveillance, NSA intercepts. I mean, it's all there. And then I went to family that was involved in it, in between doing special forces stuff overseas, setting stuff up a decade ago. And they're like, don't ask me about that. That's classified. I'm not going to get promoted because of you talking to me. And then, all right, well, this doesn't even matter. The point is, folks, this stuff is all going on all over the place. There are troops in plain clothes all over the place. It has nothing to do with 9/11. They train to take on gun owners, Tea Party people, and veterans. And I told you that over a decade ago, it's now in all the training manuals. So, what is behind this in the final equation? It is about a clear distraction and diversion, but also a way to test federal compliance with local police and to see if they'll get into the mode of believing there's terrorists under every rock when the globalists actually run the real Al-Qaeda and Taliban. There are some real rogue groups out there as well. But most of the time, it's mind-controlled, you know, culturally, religiously, jihadis whose boss is really a globalist double agent who then orders them to carry out an attack. So they really think they're attacking the West. All they're doing is allowing a simulant of a threat, so there's a pretext to have those wars, which are bottomless pits and trillions in no-bid contracts, opium, money laundering, you name it. And that's what Mohammad Karzai has come out and said. That's what Hamid Ghul on this show, the former head of Pakistani intelligence. Nobody can get him on, folks. He comes on our show. Ran Osama bin Laden for the CIA. Beat the Russians. The whole point is, he goes, absolutely, that's what it is. And it's not we're just agreeing on our worldview. That's veritas, ladies and gentlemen. That's the truth. It stands on its own, okay? So there's foreign corporations funding Al-Qaeda to attack us so they can take our liberties. It's elementary. It is elementary. And what I'm saying here now is passé. Everyone pretty much knows this. But remember when it was wild to say this type of stuff. Because when I talk about other incredible things, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, I know what I'm talking about. And it's not because I'm even that smart. I have embedded myself in reality. I have dug into the real reality of what's going on. Just by dumb luck, I happen to have family that's been involved in black ops. And I've told you about that. And different activities. So it's just, I didn't grow up as naive as some of the general public. I natively understood a lot of this. And it's time we realize what's going on. I mean, the police and the SWAT team outfits just dress up. And they go fight drug dealers who are dealing drugs for the globalist, who obviously didn't pay their cut or who are skimming. That's all you are, is a government enforcer over the monopoly that private interests have over narcotics. That's why it's all such a joke. The war on drugs, all of it was a pretext to take over our country. Now, we put this out last night with phone numbers. It's now on ABC News, NBC News, you name it, KXAN is reporting it. And they come out this morning and go, oh my goodness, it's true, there was a threat put out, we were going to be hit by terrorists, but it was a mistake. No, it wasn't a mistake. And of course, they don't give us credit. It wasn't a mistake. They lied to everyone. They lied to the police. They lied to the military about this threat. And then they lied to the public and told them that they weren't setting up checkpoints and things because of a threat. When really all it was a political diversion and a distraction from the things they were doing and a system to condition the public to accept martial law by increment. So threat letter was sent out by mistake, reported potential attack Thursday and Friday. Texas Military Forces has a memo. Its command received about a potential terror threat in Austin was sent out by mistake. You mean it was sent out secretly and I got a hold of it, so now you've got to admit it's pure bull? And of course, we published an article last night saying it was a real memo, but pure bull. And now they admit it's a real memo and pure bull. See? For all the idiots in the comments going, this isn't real. What's he doing shooting videos at 1 a.m.? Working for your freedom, dummy. That's what I'm doing. We don't make stuff up. People are like, there's no way that Homeland Security says the number one threat's veterans. Alex put out a fake memo. Came out 5 days later, it was real. Got no credit nationally. It's just over and over and over again, ladies and gentlemen. And I just hope if they take me out, somebody steps into our place who understands all this. That's why I'm trying to lay out these basic stuff. I mean, this is not hard to figure out, ladies and gentlemen. So that's just some of the news on that front. And here's some of the news that ties in with it. Anthony Gucciari, who's going to be on the nightly news tonight. U.S. military caught manipulating social media, running mass propaganda accounts, Infowars.com. mobile propaganda. California government blast out text messages to all mobile phone users. Yeah, anti-gun messages, terror attack messages, kidnapping messages to create fear, to psychologically hijack your property. And beyond 1984, Big Brother takes over your TV, your smartphone, bureaucrats at your door wanting to look around your house. This is it. I mean, we're under psych warfare attack. Got to push back. Don't become acclimated and go along with this, folks, because it's all about taking your bank accounts and imploding the country and getting rid of the middle class. So that's the news on that front. And it's all about a political diversion and getting us ready for when real events hit, martial law. And when they have these drills all the time, they can get everybody out, tell the public it's a drill. And then when something real detonates, it's a drill they're funding in case the government terrorists or contractors get caught with the bomb. Oh, I was part of the drill. But then when there's a real attack, the cops all go, oh, it really was real. See, but we're not supposed to tell the public. That's why we were out here. Look at Alex Jones saying it was a drill. We know it was real. No, they cover it with a drill for the public, or if anybody gets caught, they tell the cops it's not really a drill. And then they have a real terror attack, like Boston. And then I said it'll come out the Patsies are CIA, and it'll come out that and they'll probably kill them, and they'll kill their friends and family to cover it up. And all that, by the way, of course, happened because it's standard operating procedure. Procedure. Okay? That's how this works. I know it's fun to have dress up and pretend you're warriors in the homeland and there's terrorists behind everything. You know that's all bull. You know that's all baloney. It's a pretext to destroy the republic and with it all of our freedoms, and then that will mean our prosperity. Now, I want to do an Elysium review. And we're also going to get to the SWAT team raid that Jakari Jackson caught on tape. And a lot more, but briefly, you know, we're distributing two new films exclusively right now. One of them is State of Mind on Mind Control, the history of the CIA, and the second one is the second installment of what aired on Showtime and I don't know, all the other big channels, American Drug War, that was 5-6 years in the making. Kevin Booth's American Drug War 2, that is just off the chart, powerful, is now out. We are exclusively distributing it on DVD for the next 2 months. If you want it, Infowars.com. It's available right now. Infowarsstore.com is the specific URL. What did the Wall Street Journal say about it? This film is a game-changing moment for both the film and entertainment industry as well as cannabis industry. Yeah, and it's set to air on cable in the next month. But we've got it on DVD now for you. A must-watch for every member of the anti-drug war crier. That's High Times Magazine. An emotional roller coaster. Stephen Downing, former LAPD deputy chief. You heard what the Wall Street Journal said about it, folks. This is the film to give police, you know, that are brainwashed about the drug war. This is the film to give school teachers. The film to donate to the library. The film to put on Access TV in your area. The film to get out to people. The medical uses of it, the cover-up, the social services angle, how they're persecuting marijuana smokers, taking their kids, killing them, you name it. This is an important film, ladies and gentlemen, because they use the whole fake drug war to target the American people, especially marijuana, that over 100 million Americans smoke. I don't smoke it. American Drug War, available now. American Drug War 2, available now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And they did a limited pressing of just 5,000 of these. And I don't even know if I'll do any more repressing after I don't have the distributorship, just because you never know if you can even sell films after they've come out. So if you want it, you better get it. Infowarsstore.com, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Also, you are crazy, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not filtering your water. And the best systems out there are gravity-fed because they let you get the healthy minerals, but they cut out the fluoride and the hundreds of other bad things that are in there. ProPure and their Pro One system is light years, orders of magnitude better than all of the leading competition. Look at side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com. Com. Promo code WATER will already take the lowest price out there and lower it by 10 whopping percent, ladies and gentlemen. So InfoWarsStore.com. You can see the inventor and owner of the company there, all the certifications, all the side-by-side comparisons, the new Pro One filters, the takes the fluoride out and everything in one filtration system, where you can get the older system that works great as well, that has the two filters. InfoWarsStore.com. Or InfoWarsShop.com will also take you to the very same URL, or 888-253-3139, promo code WATER, to get a whopping 10% off. And it's the great products we sell that help you, that also help us expand the operation in the face of the globalists. So thank you all. Be sure and support our local AM/FM affiliates. Spread the word about those local stations every day to friends and family. Support those local sponsors, or if your local business, sponsor the show. Today, that's how we're growing all over the nation, and how we go on Sunday, and a few months later we go on at night, and then 6 months later we go on primetime live. It's just, that is the pattern on these stations, and we're reaching more people exponentially out there. It's great to reach people on the internet and to be rated number three talk show host on the internet after Glenn Beck and somebody else by talkers. Really, folks, we're number one or number two. I don't know why. I don't even care about ratings. The point is, it's not accurate. I like Talkers Magazine. They're nice folks, but I'm not the number three internet talk show host in the world. I'm at least number two, probably number one. But the point is that info is out there. But AM and FM is so special because it reaches the mass of people. And you can roll down your window anywhere and say, hey, tune into this local station, and people can tune in. So support those local stations. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with my review of the most racist film I have ever seen since Birth of a Nation.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
something. They sell everything in this culture like it's Cowboys, Redskins, Steelers versus the 49ers. It's all us against them. It is very simple. People buy into it. And that's what basically Elysium does. It is a very powerful film, very entertaining, and very deep on multiple levels. That said, it is globalist propaganda to have people identify basically racially with socialism and collectivism as the Latin American population doubles to take over North America politically as part of the North American Union that is in the SPP plan. But not to bring freedom to Latin America, to bring down the entire system and make sure there's no middle class, only a tiny ultra elite like you have in Latin America over the rest. But it sells it like every white person is a murderous evil robot that feeds on the angel Hispanics and angel black people. And the only good white person is really Hispanic himself. He just looks, you know, what you'd call, you know, like pure, quote, Anglo, and that's Matt Damon. And he sacrifices himself as the Christ figure because of the evil white people. I mean, it is unbelievable. And it's anti-European. It's anti-Dutch. It's anti-French. America is basically Elysium and Germany and France and England. And it has subliminals in it. I got to go see it again. I mean, and take notes, and not when it's midnight, you know, the first showing, because I was also tired. It was unbelievably evil. It has Mark of the Beast, that's a genetic tattoo that everybody wants to get, so it sells that idea. It sells transhumanism as the way to go. It is incredible. But it is a masterpiece beyond District 9, and that was his first big film. This guy is certainly an amazing artist, and of course he's a white guy as well, Neil Blomkamp, amazing. And Kurt Nimmo's article is accurate because they admitted about a month ago, yeah, it's about immigration, about open borders worldwide. Hey, can I have open borders to Mexico? Oh no, I can't go there. Oh hey, can I go to? You know, can I go move into Japan and immigrate there? Not if I don't have millions of dollars. I mean, it's just, they have homeland defense robots. So it also has a message saying homeland security is a tyranny. And it also admits that there's an elite that's going to have life extension technologies, and you're not going to have it. So it has a lot of truths in it. But it says communism will give you all the free goodies when it deploys as a nightmare, and that it's racial and that white people are bad. So the film is incredibly dangerous. I got to go see it again and just take notes. I mean, it is the new level of propaganda. Blomkamp, Neil Blomkamp, makes Joseph Goebbels look like a lobotomized rat. I mean, this was just propaganda hammer. And also the black ops teams, when they're in live satellite stuff, they're blurred out even as they're killing people. Just like Google blurs out when you, I mean, it had a lot of subtle stuff in it. Jakari Jackson, who went with us, he picked up the Mark of the Beast stuff. It was truly amazing. And it also sells, you know, kind of like a scum, gangster, Latino culture, as if that's the Hispanic culture. It tries to brand that that's the cool thing, doing drugs, partying. You know, that's really tough and wonderful. Yeah, so, like, MS-13 is really sexy. So it was also meaning to brand a gang culture for Hispanics as a psychological warfare weapon to hurt them. It was this guy may even be the front guy. I mean, this had armies of psychiatrists and people working on it.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.